Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were talking about how Revelation 19, in a sense, looks at Revelation 6. Let's continue with that today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible says.
Now we see in verses 15 and 16 of Revelation 19, he says, "And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword." What is that sword? "That with it he might smite the nations." And we're starting to find things out about this sword that he carries. "That with it he's going to smite the nations." What's that all about? And so reading on, says that he should smite the nations and shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now I will tell you these things so you know this is the one that with whom you have to do at judgment. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the one. He's the one who spoke the worlds into existence. He's the one who rose up bodily from the grave. He's the one with whom you have to do. The devils fear and quake at him. He alone is judge. And my friend, you will stand before him one day. Don't forget, he could have merely spoken at Calvary and 12 legions of angels would have come to deliver him. I think more than that, he could have just spoken the word without the angels and did all of that. But if he does that, then the payment for my sin is not accomplished. Our sin debt would not be paid. And so he who knew no sin became sin, that is the sin offering for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I'm accepted in him. I'm accepted in the beloved. My friend, Proverbs 21:30 has it right. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. You know, it's interesting. Revelation chapter 19 looks at, I guess you might just say, in a sense, it looks at Revelation 6. And whereas in Revelation 6, we see the reactions, in Revelation 19, talking about the same thing, we're seeing Jesus Christ. We look at Christ in Revelation 19. In Revelation 6, we're seeing what's happening to the earth and the people therein. Yes, there's no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared against the day of battle. But safety is of the Lord. Oh, you need him as your Savior. Listen, the way Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 through 17 speaks of his power. There we read, And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was as a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. And the moon became as blood. And the stars of the heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? And the same rhetorical question has the same answer. No one. But instead of praying to God, these people praying to the mountains and the rocks to fall on. Even at the point of judgment, they miss the truth of God, that he is God. But isn't it interesting, he said, the moon is as blood. Talks about the stars being cast down as a fig tree casts her untimely fig. You know, the word as is used here symbolically. We'll see somebody, man, he got into a fight, and boy, that guy was just like a hurricane. Well, he's not a literal hurricane. Okay? The moon doesn't turn into literal blood. It says, as it were blood. Okay? The stars fall, they aren't figs. They fall as figs trees would in a great wind. Men today laugh at Christians who have godly morals and godly standards. And, of course, that's foolish, very foolish on their part. They call us legalists. And many times it's these other contemporary and emerging church people calling us legalists. Because we have standards and biblical morality. They replaced Christmas with Xmas or with happy holidays. We see persecution increase as they try to develop more laws against Christianity and eliminate the name of Jesus Christ from the public places, to even speak his name. The same commissioner and powers that be that were so down, for an example, on the football player who would bow to his knee and pray, those same powers are now perturbed at anyone that would get down on an NFL player for taking a knee against the flag. Now, all of us are familiar with the terms LGBTQ, you know, speaking of all the perverted sexual sins that you could think of, you'd believe. But I found out just the other day that an actual movement now is to add the letter P to that group, LGBTQP. And the P stands for pedophile. Now they want to give pedophiles rights and pedophiles to be able to do their thing freely to boys and girls, little children, because their sexual orientation, as they would call it, is natural to them, and therefore we should not oppose it. My friend, I think this America is getting so wicked, so depraved, that I think that even Sodom and Gomorrah would blush at the evil that exists in this country. It grows worse day by day. But notice when it's God's turn, when he moved. See, the world moves against Christianity. They move against in all these areas. But notice what happens when God moves. In Psalms chapter 2, written 1,000 years before Christ walked on the earth, Psalms 2 verses 1 through 5 says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord will have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yes. Jesus Christ will move against those armies of Armageddon. Millions that have gathered that day against Jesus as they see the heavens depart as a scroll, and they say, what? What are they going to do to the Lord's army that follows him from heaven? And the Lord not only laughs, but he has them in derision. And he speaks to them in wrath, and he vexes them in his sore displeasure. Now listen to verses 9 through 11 of Psalms 2. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel, that is, like a potter's clay vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. You know what? He's calling them to repent. God, in his great mercy, as wicked as man is calling them to repent, and he's offering them salvation, another chance. Now you may say, why do you share these many verses, preacher? Well, you might say that is also a rhetorical question. For I want you to consider your eternity in the light of his soon return.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.